Part 4, Healing from Church Hurts. Chapter 15, Understanding the Source of Pain. Now we get down to it. For many believers, the wounds inflicted by toxic church environments run deep. Church hurt is something they are all too familiar with, and yet it's something that few churches are equipped to address properly. The very environment meant to offer sanctuary, love, and spiritual nourishment has, for countless individuals, become a source of pain, betrayal, and confusion. If this has been your experience, you're not alone, and your pain is valid. Most of the pain and hurt people experience in churches occurs precisely because they've not been taught to keep church in its proper perspective. When you elevate the institution to a place of ultimate authority, you risk disappointment, disillusionment, and even spiritual wounds, especially when the people in these institutions fail or act out of alignment with God's will. Fortunately, the quickest and easiest way to overcome this kind of pain, to heal and move forward in confidence and purpose, is to realign your beliefs and place the Holy Spirit in His proper position in your life. He alone is meant to be your ultimate guide and teacher. Churches, like any human institution, are imperfect. Despite their best intentions, they can fall short of God's calling. But the truth is, when we place our faith in the institution rather than the God it represents, we set ourselves up for disappointment and hurt. That said, the root causes of church hurt are as diverse as the people who experience them, but they often stem from a few unfortunate but common circumstances. Let's re-examine the stories of Sheila, Karen, and Thomas as examples. Number 1, misplaced trust in institutions. For many believers, church represents more than just a gathering place. It symbolizes their connection to God. It's where they go to grow spiritually, seek guidance, and find community. However, when trust is placed in the institution rather than in God Himself, disappointment is practically inevitable. Churches are made up of people, and people, no matter how well-intentioned, are fallible. Mistakes will be made, leaders will stumble, and human flaws will emerge. Remember Sheila's story? She grew up in a church that provided a strong sense of identity and belonging. Over the years, however, the rituals and routines that once felt meaningful began to feel hollow. She realized that much of her faith had been tied to the church's traditions rather than a direct, vibrant connection with God. When she began to question the effectiveness of these rituals, she felt like an outsider, misunderstood by the very community she had trusted to nurture her faith. Misplaced trust creates a dangerous dynamic. When the institution becomes the object of our faith rather than God, it can lead to feelings of betrayal when the church inevitably falls short. It's a painful lesson, but a critical one. The church is not God. Only He is perfect, unchanging, and worthy of your ultimate trust. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. Psalm 146, verse 3. Number 2, toxic leadership and control. Some churches operate under leadership structures that prioritize control, authority, and hierarchy over servanthood and humility. Leaders who abuse their positions, whether through manipulation, spiritual gaslighting, or outright misconduct, leave deep scars on those they are called to serve. Karen's story illustrates this vividly. Her suburban church was full of friendly faces, but behind the smiles, she felt an overwhelming sense of isolation. Leadership in her church emphasized numbers and appearances over genuine connection. Programs and activities were abundant, but they lacked depth and authenticity. Karen craved a community where she could be vulnerable, express her doubts, and find support. Instead, she felt like just another face in the crowd, a painful reminder of how leadership priorities can shape or distort a church's culture. Jesus warned against this kind of leadership. You know that the leaders of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Matthew 20, verses 25 and 26. When leaders forget that their primary role is to serve, the result is a culture of control rather than care. Needless to say, this is not the model Jesus established for His followers. Number 3, legalism, and performance-based faith. Legalism is a pervasive source of church hurt. Churches that emphasize strict adherence to rules and outward behavior over inward transformation create an environment where love and grace are conditional. Such policies and false beliefs lead people back into the very cycle of striving and self-effort that Christ put an end to. While this approach may be well-intentioned, it is misguided and actively works against the freedom He restored to us. It creates barriers and makes people feel unfit and distant from God when they fail to measure up to church standards. Believers are left feeling burdened, inadequate, and perpetually unworthy. Thomas experienced this firsthand. His church preached a doctrine steeped in tradition, but it didn't offer practical guidance for navigating the challenges he was experiencing. Thomas struggled to reconcile his faith with his daily reality, feeling like the church's teachings were out of touch with the complexities of his life. The emphasis on checking the boxes of religious performance left him disillusioned and spiritually stagnant. Legalism reduces faith to a set of rules to follow rather than a relationship with God to nurture. It replaces the freedom of the new covenant with the burdens of the old, leaving believers feeling trapped and disconnected. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Number 4, a lack of genuine community. One of the most painful aspects of church hurt is the absence of authentic relationships. Churches often emphasize programs and activities but fail to foster genuine connections. Believers may find themselves surrounded by people yet feeling profoundly alone. Community is the heart of the body of Christ, where believers support one another, share burdens, and grow together in faith. When true community is missing, it leaves a void that no amount of church programming can fill. The longing for meaningful connection is a common thread in the stories of many who have been hurt by the church. People want more than polite greetings and surface-level conversations. They want a family of faith where they can be seen, heard, and valued. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6, verse 2. Steps to healing from church wounds. Healing from church hurt is a deeply personal journey, but it's one that God longs to walk with you. The pain you've experienced does not and should not define your faith or your relationship with Him. Here are steps that you can take to move toward healing, restoration, and renewed confidence in your faith. The first step is to acknowledge the hurt. It's essential to name and confront what you've experienced. Ignoring or suppressing it will only allow the wound to fester. Be honest with yourself and with God about the ways you've been wounded, whether it was toxic leadership, unmet expectations, or feeling abandoned by your church community. Your pain is valid, and God cares about it. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, verse 18. Second, forgive those who hurt you. Forgiveness is one of the most challenging yet transformative steps in healing. It doesn't mean excusing or condoning harmful behavior. It's about releasing the burden of bitterness and allowing God to bring healing to your heart. It's very important to note that forgiveness isn't something that you generate within yourself. Forgiveness actually flows from God Himself to you and through you out to others. It doesn't originate with you. It's actually a gift that frees you from the chains of resentment and opens the door to restoration. Bear with each other and forgive one another if anyone of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Colossians 3, verse 13. Third, realign your faith with God. Shift your focus from the institution to the one it was meant to point you to. Place your trust in God, not in human structures or leaders. Let Him be the foundation of your faith, the source of your hope, and the anchor of your soul. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Fourth, seek the Holy Spirit's guidance. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you as you navigate your healing journey. The Spirit is your comforter, counselor, and guide, helping you discern God's will and restoring your relationship with Him. Through the Spirit, you experience the peace, joy, and transformation that only God can provide. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. John 14, verse 26. Fifth and lastly, cultivate a direct relationship with God. This is the most important thing you can do. True healing, as well as divine strength and protection, comes when your faith is rooted in your direct relationship with God, not in anything else. Develop daily practices of conversation with Him and nurture and expand your connection with Him. Let the Holy Spirit guide you in scripture study and living out your faith in authenticity in a way that nurtures. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. John 15, verse 4. For many, the journey to this kind of relationship with God begins with healing. Perhaps you've been wounded by the church. Maybe you've experienced hurt, disillusionment, or even betrayal within institutional religion. I want to acknowledge your pain and affirm that it is real, but let me remind you again that your faith is not defined by those circumstances. Your faith is defined by God's unchanging love and His transformative Spirit at work in your life. It's easy to let hurts and wounds of the past keep you from moving forward, but healing is possible. By placing your trust in God rather than flawed institutions, you can begin to realign your faith with Him. Forgiveness, though difficult, is a powerful step in breaking free from the weight of bitterness. Realignment with God allows His Spirit to heal you, renew you, and restore your sense of purpose. Through His guidance, you can walk forward in freedom, unburdened by the chains of the past. As you heal from church wounds, root yourself in the unchanging love of God and the transformative power of His Spirit. You are not alone in your journey. God is with you, leading you into a deeper relationship with Him and a renewed sense of identity. God is calling you to something deeper, something greater. Through realignment, the Spirit's guidance and forgiveness, you will find the healing, determination, and strength to move forward with confidence, knowing that your relationship with God is only dependent on the One who loves you and calls you His own. Thriving in intimacy with God isn't about perfecting a set of religious practices. It's about aligning your spirit with His Spirit and allowing Him to guide every step of your journey. It's about receiving personal revelations about His Word, living in the kingdom community, and serving others. The abundant life you were created for is a life of love, purpose, and joy, walking daily beside your Creator. Trust Him to guide you, heal you, and lead you into the abundant life He has planned for you. And now is the time to embrace it fully.